Last week, we were on Cape Clear Island as tens of thousands of tons of material and equipment was being transported by ferry to surface all of the roads. Martin Omuelod is the Banisteoir of the Co-op on Cape Clear. He told me about life on the island and what this project means to people there.
Well, I suppose it means for the island that the island finally, after I suppose a couple of decades of being left on the back burner, will have brand new shiny roads and we'll be catching up with the rest of the country.
We've got these machines. We've just brought them over on the ferry. Have you seen them here before?
No, actually, no. These proper road-laying machines, now, I haven't seen the likes of them here. I'm here almost a quarter of a century now, and I definitely haven't seen the likes of them here before.
How long is the job going to take?
I suppose the job is going to take, in theory, probably a couple of months. Look, I'm sure there will be parts of it that will stretch out probably towards the end of the summer, but that's fine. When it's finished, we'll have a proper job done and everybody will be happy.
The island, it's not the smallest island, but it's very, very hilly. And that must present challenges for them doing this?
Yes, I'm sure it does, but I've no doubt that they've taken those challenges into account and that they'll get the job done, and like I say, you know, that we'll end up then with first-class roads all around the island, and I'm sure everybody around the country will be keen to come and see our new roads.
You've got a reconditioned harbour here. Everything is kind of on the up for the island after you got battered by storms a couple of years ago. How many people live here?
I suppose the real winter population here is somewhere around 120, 130. Obviously, the lifestyle for people living on islands has changed. Like, so you'll have some people who would be out during the week working or maybe out with kids that are in secondary or whatever. And then you have, you know, pretty much everybody home at the weekend. And then obviously during this, from now until the middle of September, you know, the island population will be greatly boosted with tourists and students coming to Coláiste Saora, and actually our Irish college here, Coláiste Pobla Clara. We do still have some spaces for the month of July, but anyway, obviously the Irish college is a big part of the island and the island culture, I suppose, here in the summer. And we're looking forward to a busy summer, and you know, we're really looking forward to having the work being done on the roads and just see how it'll all turn out in the end. I'm sure it'll be great.
You don't have a secondary school here. What do kids do?
What happens with the children from here now is that they go out and they stay with families on the mainland, or in some cases where they're out and there might be a parent with them or whatever. Look, there's a couple of different solutions, but you know, obviously everybody goes to secondary.
Yeah, it's just a little bit too far to go in and out every day.
Yeah, look, I mean, it would not be practical to be planning either for work or schooling or anything else to expect that you would go in and out from Éileann Cliath every day. Obviously, given where we are, I mean, being as far south as we are and, you know, shoved right out there into the North Atlantic, sea conditions dictate when it's safe for the ferry to go or not. Now, we actually don't miss that many days throughout the entire year, but there would be a lot of days where the schedule has to be adjusted because of tide and weather conditions, and where, you know, it might not be, we'll say, safe, you know, to or advisable to go in the morning, but that they would make a run in the afternoon and that kind of thing. Obviously, that's up to the discretion of the ferry captains, who obviously are very experienced and, you know, some of them going in and out through Roaring Water Bay there all their lives.
Martin Omuelod.